Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details. Ooh,
Trust and Will. My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear. Trust and
Will. Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, but why do you think they fall off?
Man, do you know how long it took me to understand even how to set goals and understand how to map them out?
I don't know that everyone even knows how to do that.
I took a college class on it, you guys.
Hello and welcome to Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life.
I'm Casey, and this is my sister Charlie, and we're your host. In today's episode, we're going to discuss setting goals. Let's get started.
Woo! All right, man. Season two underway.
Season two.
Okay. Setting goals.
Yeah. It's a good one to start off the year with.
I would agree.
New season.
New goals. I like it.
All right. I was in charge of the quiz this time.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm ready. I'm ready to rock it.
Yes.
So, I think
you're going
to
do...
Let's start the year. Like, I'm going to try to get 100% through the year.
Oh.
Talk about a goal.
Now I'll have to decide if I want to be helpful or not.
I think I may have set myself up for failure on that goal.
Okay. All right. So on this one, I went with what's missing from this goal.
Oh. Right.
So okay. I'm going to tell you a goal, and then I'm going to give you two options, like what's missing.
Okay. Oh, you're going to give me the options. Okay.
I am.
Okay.
I am. All right. So the goal is, you say you're going to wake up at 5 a.m. every day, despite never getting up before 7:30 in your life. What's missing? Is it realistic expectations or accountability?
Realistic expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. You make a vision board of your dream life and then do nothing different. What's missing? A timeline or actionable steps?
Actionable steps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You vow to get organized. You buy yourself a fancy planner, you color code it, and then you lose it. What's missing? Consistency or a timeline?
Consistency?
Yeah.
Okay, because you forgot where you put something?
Well, if you're actually going to do a planner, like, it doesn't matter if you color code it. You can't just set it down and not consistently look at it and make sure that you're...
True.
All right. You vow to eat healthy. Meal prep once, and then order fries at the drive-thru. What's missing? Sustainability or schedule?
Schedule.
What?
Sustainability. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was thinking you didn't set your schedule up right.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get that too.
But I could see the sustainability of, do you even give yourself time to meal prep?
Right.
Right. Okay.
You gotta make it, yeah.
Well, there went my goal for the year.
That wasn't too hard.
Really took the pressure off the rest of the season, though.
All right. You want to learn a new skill. You buy a ukulele. You strum it twice, and then you never touch it again. What's missing? Motivation or small milestones?
Motivation?
Milestones.
What?
What?
I was assuming you set it down because you weren't motivated to keep learning.
It's because you didn't give yourself small milestones to hit.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good quiz.
I thought that would be fun because I feel like, especially at the beginning of the new year, people are setting a lot of new goals for themselves.
Right, right. Well, and I thought, you know, when we talked about this, we were saying set it as goals instead of resolutions.
Yeah, we were. We did talk about that.
Yeah, because I'm like, why not call it a goal over a resolution?
Right. So people do. They set themselves some new goals. And you can set goals all you want, but if you don't know how to get there.
Right. What's it going to do for you?
What's it going to do?
You're not going to make. I mean, you're not going to make them, or something's going to happen, and then you're going to get depressed and give up even faster.
Right.
Kind of idea.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that kind of goes in with when people say, it's a resolution, they view it so much differently than if they say, I'm setting a goal for myself.
Oh. Maybe so.
It's just the one simple wording could make it a little bit different, right?
Could make it different. And I think people just like to set goals. Like, you know, I mean, it's the new year, fresh start. Things are going to be different. Especially if you've had like a really random craptastic year or something.
Right.
You're like, oh my gosh, let me get out of this year.
And I think it, new year, new me.
Oh, yeah.
But it's easy to do it this time of year too because the calendar's starting fresh.
It is.
And you may have gotten a little pocket one for Christmas or, you know, like.
Right.
That kind of happens
in there.
Got that
new organizer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you want to do? Get yourself some little goals in there and set them all up a certain way. And
yes.
I think, too, when we were growing up, I felt like you got a lot of, what's your New Year's resolution? What's your New Year's resolution?
Yes.
I don't know that we get that as much anymore. Or do you?
I don't hear it as often, but I do still hear occasionally. I'll still get the, you making a resolution this year? I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're like, no. Haven't made one in 20
plus
years.
My resolution is to not make one.
Yeah. Guess I'm winning. But it, because you do, you know, you set that goal because it can give you direction if you want to really, if you are trying to move forward with your life, with something. And it could be, I see friends that set goals of just reading a book a month.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Right. I've seen that a lot of, maybe they haven't had time in the past to read, so they want to make it more of a priority.
Yeah.
Turning the other ones I see out there.
I've seen ones that I'm like, they just kind of seem fun. I've seen people do the A to Z restaurant challenge.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
They like challenge themselves to eat at one restaurant that starts with each letter of the alphabet throughout the year.
What? Okay, that'd be kind of fun.
That would be fun.
I've never done that.
Yeah, it'd be a fun goal.
Maybe we should try it.
I wouldn't mind.
I'm like, okay, we could try that one. And then just, you don't have to do it in order, right?
You can just do it. I don't have to do it in order at all.
Oh, that'd be a fun one.
Yeah.
And then it can also give you a sense of control after coming out of the hot mess of the holidays.
Yes.
Like January is now fresh. New Year is fresh. Calendar's fresh.
Yeah.
And even though Isn't that the Mayan calendar that doesn't actually say the year starts until spring? It's not Mayan. That's not right.
Well, I believe the Chinese New Year is not start until a little later.
Yeah. So but as Americans, we're pretty much set on the whole January starts new year, starts new everything.
Right.
Everything's fresh. New year. And I think that's what it is because the year changes over.
The year changes.
So.
And I think it is. It's a lot of, you come out of chaos for the past 2 months, right? Because it's been holidays, and running, and you're ready for a freaking break.
Right.
Be my first guess.
And you're coming out of the winter season.
Yes.
So you've already hit that winter solstice where the days are starting to get longer. It doesn't necessarily feel like spring cleaning weather of fresh start in the house kind of situation, but yeah. It does feel fresher, or at least it does to me a lot of times.
Yeah.
I feel like some of the gloominess of, you still do have to get through January, but if you have something positive to look forward to of a new goal, or you're kind of focusing your attention elsewhere, you can kind of ignore some of those other cold days as the days are getting a little bit longer again. And
yes,
I don't know.
I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons people choose that fresh start in the new year, you know, but I think there's also a lot of reasons that it doesn't. I mean, how many times you set one and it didn't work out?
Oh, I know. Like, all of a sudden, it's come. What was the? Oh man, there used to be a big joke about starting a bar called resolutions or something, and that way when people are like, "Are you sticking to your resolutions?" Yes, that's not. It wasn't the right term for it.
Is it the gym?
Yeah, I've seen one of those though before. Yeah. But yeah, maybe that is it. If it was I'm gonna open a bar called the gym, so when people say they want to go to the gym, they stick with their
yeah.
Well, but why do you think they fall off?
Oh man, well that's part of what that quiz was though.
Yeah,
when you don't. Honestly, do you know how long it took me to understand even how to set goals and understand how to map them out?
Okay, and I don't know that everyone even knows how to do that.
I took a college class on it, you guys.
On how to set a goal and map it out?
Yeah.
To help you stick with it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because I thought, I never set goals for myself, and I really don't. I have never been a big goal setter. I have hopes. You know, God, I hope I raise these kids all right.
Fair.
But I didn't really, pace it out to tell myself what to do, I guess.
Well, I think that'd be different than...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. That'd be way different than a goal of...
But, see, if I was one of those really motivated parents, I'd have been okay... My kids are going to know how to speak Chinese by age 5. And I'd have had that shit mapped out.
That'd be insane.
I really did try to teach them how to speak Chinese just by making them listen to Chinese CDs in their sleep when they were little. It didn't stick.
Well, have you tried to talk to them in Chinese and seen if they just responded to you?
Subconsciously.
Oh my, yeah.
They picked it up.
I'm like, maybe it did work. You just haven't tested it.
Yeah.
That could be part of it.
Could have been part of it.
Well, I think too, as you said, if you know how to map them out, maybe in my 20s or something, it'd be I've fallen into the trap of, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. Or, well, I'd probably start with I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week.
Okay.
As I got older, I started being a little more, let's get realistic about what's happening here. Do you have 5 days that you can get it in?
Oh, God.
Depending on what your schedule was, what your drive to work was, or right, stuff like that. And so then I started changing it to, something of, I'm going to go 3 days. They don't have to be consecutive. They don't have to be consistent, in a row. But 3 times out of the week, I'm going to do some kind of exercise instead of saying the gym.
Yes.
And then that 3 days a week could be a lot more realistic of, shit, I ran out of time today. I don't feel like driving to the gym. I'm already home. But you know what I can do? Go for a walk.
Right. Just a little more active.
Right. And so I started making it, for me, more realistic. I didn't get to take a class on that, though. I did that more because I think I got sick of failing at, or saying, I got sick of telling myself I was going to do something and then not following through.
Yeah.
So then I started saying, well, be honest with yourself. So what was the one you said? Was it accountability? What was it missing? Accountability?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Things could be missing accountability. They could be missing milestones. Because, you know, I mean, you set this big goal. Well, like, if you're only trying to reach that big goal, you don't have those little milestones that you're like, oh, I'm getting there.
Oh, of acknowledging that you're making progress.
Making progress.
Yeah.
And so then the first time you fail, it's, you know, just, oh, okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Right.
Right.
Okay, I can't count how many times I've done it with cigarettes.
Oh, gosh.
I don't normally do that at the beginning of the year by any means.
Yeah.
But that's what I've done with cigarettes, where I started eventually saying, you know what? You're not smoking 10 a day anymore.
Yeah.
You're down to 5. Have you quit? Nope. But you're down to this.
Yeah.
So I've done that where I started looking at, where have you seen progress?
Right.
So maybe you haven't completely quit or whatever the case might have been.
I've done it that way too.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. And as we were both saying, neither of us are big goal setters for the New Year's. So for us, we would lean more on the just goals in general, right?
Yes.
So this could be tied into any time of year. It doesn't have to be January.
Yeah.
It could be in March when your weather's changing and you want to try a garden this year.
Exactly.
Make it realistic. Instead of planting 15 things, maybe start with 3.
Yeah.
Keep it learn as you go. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Small steps.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
And that's where a lot of debt.
A lot of it is, for sure. Because you can look at the failure.
Yes.
And just done.
Done.
Never mind.
Never
it's
try
just
that
done.
Again.
Instead
Never
of saying, well, again. How did I, what could I do differently?
Yes.
And you don't have to give up that goal. You can just say, what can I do a little bit differently this time?
Uh-huh.
To make this last a little better for me.
Right. Because, I mean, it goes back to, like, a realistic expectation, right?
Yes.
Like, what is going to happen in real life? Listen, I've had really lofty goals. I was going to grow my own garden. My family was going to eat nothing but the vegetables that I grew.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Oh, yeah. I grew 0 vegetables. It did not work out.
But your family didn't starve.
They didn't. No, I went down to the store. But I was psyched up about this. I went and I got the soil and all the stuff and this and that. And I got way in over my head. And then I was like, I'm never trying to grow vegetables again. Screw this.
Like, vegetable growth isn't for me. Well, and then you do have to think about that. Is, say it was growing vegetables. I've tried a couple things. Trying to stick with herbs.
Oh, yeah.
They're slowly kind of working. And I just be really patient with myself. What was that? You've used some of my herbs in your cooking.
I know, the basil's really...
The basil got sad.
Basil got sad. It was doing
awesome,
though.
I know. I think it got too cold. I don't know enough about it yet, but that's okay. It's of saying, I don't think I'm going to be growing carrots right now.
Yeah.
But I'll try with some herbs. Like, being a little more realistic about what that goal might be.
Yeah.
or weight loss. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Calm down.
Yeah.
How about you make a goal of feeling healthier?
Yes.
Or, you know, remembering of, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. Some days you don't have the energy for it. As we talked about in our, like, the cycles and learning your body's rhythm of certain things, some days aren't meant for lifting weights and running on the treadmill.
No.
They're meant for some yoga.
They are.
Or light movement or something. So being more realistic about what you're actually trying to do.
Exactly.
Right?
I had to get really realistic with myself and just remember I hate exercise.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
It's so weird. Even when we're walking, I always think how slow you walk.
I walk pretty good.
I walk with such a purpose. No matter where I'm walking, like, I don't tend to stroll much.
Oh.
And you can totally stroll.
I'm a dilly-dallier.
I was literally going to say dilly-dally, too. Oh, you can stroll, chill, this and that. I'm like, purpose, here's where we're headed. Let's go.
Yeah.
The grocery store the other day.
And you, I went straight to the bathroom.
You said, well, I was thinking when you're like, you're running away from me. I'm like, well, first off, it's cold in the parking lot. And secondly, I just want to get the car. Like, I know where we're going. We're going straight to the car. Let's roll. I don't need to slow down behind people or.
Yeah. I can get dilly-dally.
Yeah.
Not always.
And I've never set this goal, but say, I'm going to try a new food once a month. And then 3 months in, you don't realize it's a new month. And you only try like one new food. And you're thinking, oh, like, I knew it changed the month and I got sidetracked, didn't have a meal planned out. Shit got wild. And all of a sudden you're like, ah, F it. Instead of just saying, oh, I could make another one.
I'm like, in general, when it comes to food, no. Like, I'm like, oh, don't give up on yourself, Casey. Just try again. You can still eat that food.
Try. Yeah. I'll try again. All right. Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Like with the food. Okay, say something like that did happen, though. You could be flexible with it. You say, okay, now.
I think that's the point, is you gotta be great. You gotta give yourself grace sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, I'm 3 months in. I've only done one. I'll pop two in this month. No problem. I'm focusing on it.
Yeah.
And then, boom, I can be, you know, right back in it. But you do sometimes need ways to, like, stick with your goals.
Yes.
I actually thought your idea of the, like, celebrating the mini moments. You didn't call them mini moments, but.
Milestones. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one. And also, sometimes just putting yourself on a timeline and saying, here's when I expect that goal to happen. And so then you kind of backtrack and say, so this needs to happen here. This needs to happen here. This needs to happen here. And you time it out. And then it might give you the idea that you're like, oh, you know what? That goal, I thought I could do it in 3 months. But to be more a little realistic, I'm going to have to push it out to a 6.
Oh, breaking down what you're doing.
Breaking down.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to help you keep those goals and to stick with it.
And I thought we'd kind of talk about when we said accountability and the question too of you could always have just an accountability partner.
Yes.
Not someone that has to, like, get on your ass.
Right.
Or make you feel shitty for not doing something. But hey, can every few months do you mind just saying, like, what book are you reading?
Yes.
Or tell me about the new food you cooked.
Right.
I think it's easy if you're doing, say, a more active one of recruiting someone to say, hey, twice a week, do you want to go walk with me?
Right.
Or something. And it's in that, you, like, even when we talked about the hobby episode that we talked about, sometimes you can build more of a friendship with people doing certain things like that too.
Together, yeah.
But you could get an accountability partner.
I'll tell you what, it's so funny because the flower child and I, we were both like, okay, we're going to work out. We're going to be each other's accountability partner. Actually, we were each other's booty. We were butt buddies.
Yes.
That's what we said. We're like, we're going to be butt buddies because we're working on our butts. And there for a little bit, we were doing pretty good. But then it was one of those things where she's like, oh, God, Mom, I haven't even done it in 3 days. I'm like, oh, my God, that's fine because I haven't done it in 5. But it's because our schedules is a constant, just like, I'm here, she's there. And then I'm like, did you do it today? She's like, no. Okay. Me neither.
And it's out the window.
Yeah.
There it goes.
But, yeah.
Sometimes your accountability partner is the person that
helps you just throw it out the
window. Gives you a reason to not do it.
Like, it's fine, Mom.
Like, by accountability, by butt buddies, did you mean sit outside and chit-chat at the end of the day? Yes, I did. That works just fine.
I'm like, yes. On our butts.
Pretty range what that looks like. And sometimes, though, it is being, like, just consistent with something, even if you do fall.
It is consistency.
I was saying, I'll go back up and try again tomorrow.
Well, and I think it's also just, not even just consistency, but just having grace with yourself. Just being like, okay, yeah, I did eat that whole cake for supper. Probably shouldn't have. Should have had a normal meal. Tomorrow's going to be better. And not just beating yourself up about it constantly.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the minute you start beating yourself up about missing that goal or already,
yes.
I already messed it up and I'm only 5 days in.
Right.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It's not.
Start over.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, the more you give yourself that option of, well, just pick it back up.
Pick it back up.
Pick it back up. It's not that big of a deal. But we are. We're so hard on ourselves. Like, yes. We're aiming for this perfection. The minute perfection doesn't hit, done.
Done.
I'll try next year.
Right? Put that on my list of resolutions.
Wait a whole nother year. Like, or maybe,
you don't have to wait a whole year.
No, you can wait a week if you wanted to. Wait 1 week and then say, I'll start now.
Yeah.
Or do the, like halfway into the year.
Yeah.
Oh, I set my goals in July. Weather's good. I'm in a better mood. Maybe. I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't always have to be a set time of year that you set that goal.
Yeah. You can set a goal whenever you want to set a goal.
Absolutely. And if you set the goal, it didn't work out. You can say, you know what? What did I learn from that? As you said, like, when you made a timeline and backtracked it, I said, I didn't give myself enough space.
Right.
Or the proper timing to get something done. So then you were holding yourself to too high of a standard.
Yeah.
Or you weren't realistic about it.
Right.
So those are really big things, the getting up early.
Yeah.
It's something I can do. It's not something I want to do.
I don't even pretend like I'm going to.
No. I mean, I've done it for certain things I have to do.
Right.
But I'm not going to try to do it every day.
No.
That sounds miserable. No.
Gross. Well, I just say things like, be up before noon.
Yeah.
That's realistic for me.
That is realistic.
Yeah.
And then, it's funny, there was a time that was a big-ass goal for me, too.
Right.
To not actually sleep until 12:30.
Yeah.
And wake up without an alarm. Now it's rare. I'm not saying it doesn't still happen because some nights just get wilder than you plan on. But it's, for the most part, I'm usually up by 11.
Yeah.
But there's days where I hit like 11:30, 11:45. I'm like, oh, boy, that was kind of close.
Yeah.
But that's been going on for a few years now. Where getting up before noon gets a lot more.
A lot easier. A
lot easier.
Yeah.
I also don't stay up till 2 o'clock every single morning anymore.
It works.
So it does help.
But I think you also have to just, if you have a goal, so, I mean, say I wanted to get well and be like, oh, I'm going to get up before 9 every day. And that's not me taking myself, well, 9's not horrible, but let's be realistic.
Let's say 8.
Yeah. Like, if I want to be realistic and I get a week into it and I realize this is not going well, I've got to give myself permission to change the goal a little bit.
Yeah.
To be more realistic for myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or, and say you get 3 weeks into it, you need to be able to say, I'm letting this goal was not for me.
Not for me.
Maybe I wanted to try something.
Tried it, didn't like it.
Yeah.
I tried being butt buddies with my daughter, and it worked out.
Yeah. She let it go.
Let it go.
Like, that didn't work, but that's okay. Because you could say, you know, instead of feeling guilty for quitting.
Yeah.
You could still acknowledge the fact that you tried it.
Gave it a go.
Yeah. And if you do want to try to get in the future, then you've got ideas of how that might look. And if you choose not to, then you just know, like, that wasn't for me. Like, I really did try on this, and it just wasn't my jam.
Right.
And you gave yourself that permission to just set it down.
Yes.
The gym is not for me.
No.
I've definitely found, I don't mind going sometimes. Over the, I'm talking about, you know, that old goal I used to set.
Yeah.
I found, no. If I set a more realistic goal for me of go on a 20-minute walk.
I could do that.
Right. More realistic. I mean, that's a lot more realistic for me. Even, you know, do yoga one day out of the week. That's a lot more realistic for me than going to the gym.
I agree.
So I haven't set a gym goal in years now, to be honest with you. But
I think eating at a restaurant sounds like a really realistic goal for me. Trying our A to Z
restaurant. Oh, the restaurant. I'm like, what? What are you going to do at a restaurant? The A to Z does sound really realistic.
It does.
I would say that more of a fun...
It's a fun goal.
Fun goal. Yeah. I like it.
I think we're allowed to give ourselves fun goals.
We are. Why can't we?
Yeah.
Especially if we focus ours around food.
Duh.
We might need to focus on the 20-minute walk every day, too. Or 3 days a week. Let's get realistic.
Yes.
We were just having a discussion. It's hard to commit to 20 minutes of something daily. That is insane, but it's true. We got to be realistic with ourselves.
Realistic.
So I would say our lesson learned and growth earned on this is goals, they're not necessarily about becoming a new person. They're more about growing yourself.
Yeah.
Or supporting who you already are. So when you set those goals, take all that into accountability of be honest with yourself. Like, be realistic of who you are as a person. Give yourself permission to let that go if you need to let it go. Give yourself permission to adjust the goal if it needs adjusted. Mm-hmm. And don't take quitting it as failure. Just
look at it as trying something new.
Exactly. You learn something new. You can have fun with it. Set it up a different way. And focus some on those the smaller progressive moments you make.
Yes.
Don't just focus on the one major thing you have to hit and then just let it be. Instead, celebrate those small wins, because that's going to be way more likely to keep you going, even if you're not on the exact track you started. And remind yourself it's okay to adjust that as you go.
Mm-hmm. In our next episode, we're going to explore the 40-hour work week. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you enjoy what you hear, make sure to leave us a review. It helps others to find us. And make sure you're following on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.